I'm Maggie Lawler, starting today's reading of Lives and Times with the death notices from the Saturday, July 13th edition of the Hartford Current. I'll begin with the death notices by town in Middletown: Michael Blinn in Rocky Hill, Nancy Cena in Old Lyme, Daniel E. Lynch Sr. in West Hartford, Daniel E. Lynch Sr., and in Wethersfield, Nancy Cena. Daniel E. Lynch, formerly of West Hartford and Old Lyme, and loving husband of Alice Walsh Lynch for 69 years, passed away peacefully on July 10th. Dan was born in Hartford on July 7th, 1933, the youngest of three sons to Margaret Shea and William Lynch. He was educated locally and attended Providence College. He graduated in 1955 with a bachelor's degree in accounting and was a member of the National Catholic Honor Society and Delta Epsilon Sigma. Some of the highlights of his college career include being junior class president, the president of the Hartford and Friars Clubs, and being a pitcher and captain for the baseball team. Dan was also elected by his classmates as Senior of the Year. Following Providence, he continued his studies at UConn Law School, and after graduation, he worked as a district attorney for the state of Connecticut and became chief prosecutor before leaving to enter private practice. All along, he never lost sight of his humble beginnings and always focused on helping those less fortunate. He will be remembered for his unwavering commitment to serving others and making a positive impact in his community, whether it was volunteering his time for the Catholic Family Services and Oak Hill School for the Blind, or serving on the West Hartford Board of Education. His kindness, generosity, and his legacy of community service and compassion for others will live on in the hearts of all who knew him and the lives he touched. He practiced law for more than 30 years and would always say his most memorable years as a lawyer were towards the end of his career when he practiced law with his sons, Danny and Kevin. When in private practice, he never lost his sense of helping others and would often come home with a car full of pastries, vegetables, or candies when his clients could not afford to pay him for his services. Dan was a man of integrity, hard work, and compassion, and while he was a lawyer by trade, he was quick with advice or support for anyone who needed it. Dan was a true family man and met and married the love of his life, Alice, after meeting her at a neighborhood get-together in high school. He and Alice raised four wonderful children. Dan was known for his captivating storytelling abilities and especially his bedtime stories that were cliffhangers about Black Bart and the cowboy Kevin that brought joy, wonder, and excitement to his children. The family spent their early summers on Cedar Island in Clinton with extended family boating and swimming. Later years were spent at Old Lyme Shores, where the mayor would proudly sit on his porch engaging in pleasantries with each and every person walking by the house and taking immeasurable pride in his grandchildren as they participated in the annual July 4th bike parade. He will be remembered for his unconditional love and unwavering support for his children and grandchildren. His greatest joy in life was watching them all grow and succeed, and he took immense pride in all of their accomplishments, no matter how big or small. He was their biggest cheerleader, their guiding light, and their rock through all the ups and downs of life. He was a pillar of strength and a source of endless support, always there to provide his guidance, encouragement, and love through a heartfelt conversation or a simple handwritten note. He was a loving husband and father, a man of faith dedicated to his family, and always ready to share his wisdom and knowledge with those around him. His warmth and kindness touched the lives of many, and he enjoyed the simple pleasures in life, the breakfast with his family after church on Sunday, watching Red Sox and Celtics games, winter getaways in Stowe, Vermont, and taking car rides and having lunches with Alice, Paul, and Mary. He will be remembered for his bright blue eyes that sparkled with kindness and which could light up a room. His warm and infectious smile and contagious laughter brought comfort, joy, and happiness to all who knew him, and his generous, fun-loving spirit touched the lives of so many. Dan is predeceased by his beloved sons and law partners, Danny Lynch and Kevin Lynch, with whom he is with once again. He is also predeceased by his brother William Lynch. In addition to his wife Alice and brother Robert, Dan is survived by his daughter Susan and her fiancé Michael, and grandchildren Catherine and Brendan, and his daughter-in-law Amy Lynch and grandchildren. Lastly, the family would like to specifically express his deepest gratitude and appreciation to Dr. Angela Petronio for her years of providing compassionate home care to Dan and ensuring his comfort and well-being. Her role in caring for Dan will not be forgotten. A massive Christian burial will be held on Monday, July 15th at 10 o'clock a.m. at St. Peter Claver Church, 47 Pleasant Street in West Hartford. Burial will follow at the Fairview Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, donations in Dan's name may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. Michael Blinn, 75 years old of Middletown, died on May 30th at Middlesex Hospital. He was born in Liège, Belgium on December 11th, 1948, son of the late John Parker and Marie Francine Lemonnier Blinn. He was a proud veteran of the United States Army who served in the Vietnam War. He was a lifelong member of Mensa and an active clarinetist in the Middlesex Symphonic Band. Besides his sister, Miriam, and her husband, Robert Ulrich, he is survived by his sister-in-law, Linda, and several nieces and nephews. A graveside service with military honors will be held on Saturday, July 20th at 9 o'clock a.m. at the State Veterans Cemetery, 317 Bow Lane in Middletown. There are no calling hours, and everyone is asked to meet directly at the cemetery. Arrangements are under the direction of the John J. Ferry and Sons Funeral Home, 88 East Main Street in Meriden. Nancy Petterzani Sina, 79 years old of Rocky Hill, beloved wife of Dr. Merle Sina, peacefully passed away on Thursday, July 11th, after a short and unexpected illness. Nancy was born in Nashua, New Hampshire on April 25th, 1945, daughter of Guy Anthony and Louise Lawrence Petterzani. She graduated from Nashua High School and received a BS degree from the University of New Hampshire in occupational therapy. During her career, Nancy worked as an occupational therapist in upstate New York, a vital link to productive living for her patients. She truly loved her work and found it extremely rewarding to assist her patients. Devoted to her church community, Nancy was a member of the Methodist Church in Seneca Falls and here in Wethersfield, where she sat on the Board of Trustees. True to her caring nature, Nancy was a volunteer at the Seneca Falls Red Cross and a literacy volunteer at the local library, as well as a volunteer of Planned Parenthood. Nancy and Merle enjoyed traveling the world and learning about new cultures and traditions. Nancy was active in her church and the senior center and loved to hold dinner parties with her fine china. She enjoyed being a part of book clubs, supper clubs, game nights, and coffee clubs with friends. Nancy was especially devoted to being a wife, mother, grandmother, and dear friend. She raised her daughters to be strong and independent, fierce in their convictions, advocates for the less fortunate, and generous in sharing their blessings. Her favorite times were on vacation with family at the New Hampshire coastline or her beloved Lake Winnipesaukee. Nancy's family and friends already miss her sense of humor, curiosity, and excitement for every part of her life and the lives of those around her. In addition to her husband, Merle, Nancy will be deeply missed and forever remembered by her children. She is additionally survived by her extended family, Eileen Lemke, Catherine Lemke, and Brian Kibler. The Sina family will receive relatives and friends on Monday, July 15th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Follybrook Boulevard in Wethersfield. A celebration of Nancy's life will be held on Tuesday, July 16th at 11 o'clock a.m. in the Wethersfield United Methodist Church, 150 Prospect Street in Wethersfield. The Sina family wishes to extend their sincerest gratitude to her wonderful caregivers at Hartford Hospital, who treated Nancy with care, compassion, and kindness. Donations in Nancy's honor may be made to Planned Parenthood or the Wethersfield United Methodist Church. And turning over to this weekend's death notices by town in the Journal Inquirer. In Coventry, David Rapp. In East Hartford, Carol Ann Rochelleau. In East Windsor, Victor E. Mascone, Sr. Carol Ann Rochelleau, born a Libra in Holyoke, Massachusetts, in the baby boomer era to a Polish father, Edward, who recently completed his long walk across North Africa and Southern Europe, and a French mother, Edna, who stole his heart shortly after his return stateside. Carol Ann spent her early years at their home in Chicopee, Massachusetts, getting into trouble with her brother Edward Jr. and screaming with him at the top of their lungs in the backyard while B-52s roared overhead on final to nearby Chicopee Air Force Base. They often helped their father with his large-scale garden and regularly vacationed to Point Judith. In 1968, her parents sent her off to Westfield State to graduate with a major in mathematics. She was doing fine focusing on her studies until her roommate set her up on a blind date in 1969 with a young man from Williamsburg, Massachusetts named Robert. That day, Carol Ann and Robert began a 55-year journey together, witnessing sunsets on the beaches from St. Martin to the coast of Maine and cuddling together near campfires at many places in between, even when seagulls stole dinner right off the grill. Through more than half a century, they never left each other's side. Even simultaneous hospitalizations in her twilight years couldn't keep them apart. They found each other passing in a hallway to different tests, and the compassionate staff at the hospital set them up on a date. Together, they brought two children into the world, a son, Christopher, and a daughter, Kimberly. They raised both children in East Hartford and sent them off to college to begin lives of their own. Apart from raising their immediate family, Carol Ann loved her annual shopping trips to Maine with her mother and Aunt Janet, where there was no shortage of laughter, fun, and few silent moments. She passed on an enduring love of cooking, including many traditional Polish dishes and a myriad of clipped and handwritten recipes to friends and family, even teaching her husband to cook when she was no longer able to do so. She grew her own herbs as well as an extensive flower garden around the entire family home every year. In her autumn years, she developed a strong friendship with her devoted aide, Adrienne, and together they continued her gardening tradition. Carol Ann was predeceased by several cats with various personality disorders and a cherished family dog. She is survived by her master mechanic and model, a owner brother, Edward Jr., his wife, Jackie, a nephew, John, and niece, Jamie, her lifelong friend, confidant, and Aunt Janet, a beloved cousin, Susie, and Aunt Alice, her sister-in-law and forever Uno partner, Suzanne, her husband, Ernie, and nephew, Phil, and her grandchildren. We will miss her laugh, her smile, her quick wit, and her huge heart while holding on to cherished memories until we see her again. Family and friends may call on the John F. Tierney Funeral Home, 219 West Center Street in Manchester, on Friday, July 19th from 9 to 11 a.m., followed by a funeral home service at 11 o'clock a.m. Burial will be held at the Silver Lane Cemetery in East Hartford. David C. Rapp of Coventry died on Tuesday, July 9th. He is survived by his loving wife, Bertha Clark Rapp, and his children, Elizabeth Featherstone and her husband, Ronald, of Rhode Island, Carl Rapp of Cape Cod, and Callista Williams of Florida. He leaves his grandchildren. He also leaves his great-grandchildren. David graduated from Naugatuck High School in 1957, Springfield College in 1961, and the University of Connecticut School of Law in 1964. He was a partner in the law firm of Howard Cohn, Sprague, and Fitzgerald. He moved to Coventry in 1966 and shortly thereafter established his solo law firm in the town of Coventry, where he practiced until his retirement in December of 2017. David was probate judge for the District of Coventry, where he served for 26 years. He retired from the Coventry Probate Court when it was merged with the Mansfield Probate Court in January 1999. David was active in positions and organizations in the town of Coventry. He was a member of a Citizens Advisory Committee when the Coventry Town Charter was adopted and a member of three charter revision commissions. He served on the Insurance Advisory Board, the Planning and Zoning Commission, and was attorney for the town of Coventry. He was a member and president of the Coventry Historical Society and the Coventry Lions Club. He provided free legal services to both fire departments, the Coventry Student Loan Fund, local churches, and the Nathan Hale Statute Committee. Upon retirement, David continued to reside in his home in Coventry and spent summers at his home in Eastham on Cape Cod. His funeral will be private. There will be no calling hours. Memorial donations may be made to the Uriel Lodge 24, AF and AM in Willimantic, or the Second Congregational Church of Coventry in Coventry, or to a charity of the donor's choice. Victor E. Mascone Sr., 95 years old, loving husband of Lorraine Bovis Mascone for over 71 years, passed away on Friday, June 21st at Hartford Hospital. His daughter Kim was by his side. Victor was born in Hartford on Front Street, the youngest of six children to Maria Domenica Barone Mascone and Orazionatone Mascone. Victor and Lorraine met while roller skating and began dating. They got married November 8, 1952, after he was in the Army, and settled in Hartford, then moved to Enfield for a few years before moving and raising four children in South Windsor. Victor graduated from the University of Hartford with a degree in mechanical engineering. He worked at Allen Manufacturing with some of his siblings and then went on to work at New Britain Machine as a tool designer while he worked at our family-owned Victor's Family Restaurant in East Hartford and South Windsor, where he was there always ready to do whatever needed to be done. After living in South Windsor for 38 years in 2000, they built an addition on Victor and Kim's house in East Windsor. Along with his wife Lorraine, he leaves four children. He also leaves four grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. We would like to thank our dad's favorite niece, Mary Mascone, for all of her help these past few months. All are welcome to join the family for calling hours at the Samsel and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road in South Windsor on Sunday, July 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. A Mass of Christian Burial will be celebrated at St. Francis of Assisi Church, 673 Ellington Road in South Windsor on Monday, July 22nd at 11 o'clock a.m. with military honors to follow at the church. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or to the Shriners Hospital. And turning over to the goings-on section of this weekend's Journal Inquirer, under music, in Bridgeport, American rock band OAR will perform at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on Sunday, July 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. The band will be joined by Fitz and the Tantrums, and they're located at 500 Broad Street in Bridgeport. Also in Bridgeport, country music singer Jordan Davis will perform at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater on Friday, July 19th at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, they're located at 500 Broad Street in Bridgeport. In New Haven, country folk musician Charles Wellesley Godwin will perform at Toad's Place on Sunday, July 21st at 7:30 p.m. They're located at 300 York Street in New Haven. In Weston, singer-songwriter Fuzz will perform at the Weston History and Culture Center's Music at the Barn event on Sunday, July 21st from 5:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. They're located at 104 Weston Road in Weston. In Middletown, Italian-American acoustic songwriter Mike Borgia will perform at the Buttonwood Tree Performing Arts Center on Friday, July 19th at 7:30 p.m. They're located at 605 Main Street in Middletown. And also in Middletown, Wobbery Jordan and her band will perform at the Buttonwood Tree Performing Arts Center on Saturday, July 20th at 8 o'clock p.m. In Chester, local band Shorebreak will perform at Leif Nilsson Spring Street Studio and Gallery for its Concert in the Garden series on Saturday, July 20th from 7 to 9 p.m. They're located at 1 Spring Street in Chester. In Stratford, the New England Guitar Society will hold a free concert at the Stratford Library on Saturday, July 20th at 2 o'clock p.m. They're located at 2203 Main Street in Stratford. In Mystic, Annie and the Natural Wonder Band will perform at the Mystic Aquarium on Sunday, July 21st at 7 o'clock p.m. And they're located at 55 Coogan Boulevard in Mystic. In Westport, the Country Playhouse will present They Made It a Musical, a concert exploring the inspirations for several Broadway musicals. Six Broadway performers will star in the show for its four performances, including performances on Thursday, July 18th, and Friday, July 19th at 8 o'clock p.m., and Saturday, July 20th at 3 o'clock p.m. and 8 o'clock p.m. They're located at 25 Powers Court in Westport. And taking to the stage in Bridgeport, comedian and actor Marlon Wayans will perform at the Stress Factory at 7 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. on Friday, July 19th and Saturday, July 20th. He will also have a show on Sunday, July 21st at 6 o'clock p.m. And they're located at 167 State Street in Bridgeport. Who took the cookies from the cookie jar? In stores, the University of Connecticut's Ballard Institute and Museum of Puppetry will present a puppet show called Who Took the Cookies from the Cookie Jar on Saturday, July 20th at 11 o'clock a.m. They're located on Stores Road and Dog Lane in Stores. In Shelton, Center Stage Theater will perform a production of Rent. The show will run through July 28th with show times on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sundays at 2 o'clock p.m. or 6:30 p.m. They're located at 54 Grove Street in Shelton. In Oxford, the Valley Shakespeare Festival will perform the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Veterans Memorial Park in Quarry Walk from July 18th through the 21st. They're located at 300 Oxford Road in Oxford. In East Haddam, South Pacific, this musical tells the story of a nurse and lieutenant who start separate romances. It runs through August 11th at times ranging from 2 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. at the Goodspeed Opera House, and they're located at 8 Main Street in East Haddam. In Hartford, Woody Says is a musical that delves into the life of folk artist Woody Guthrie and how he used his music as a vehicle for social protest and observation, paving the way for Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Bruce Springsteen, and more. The musical will be performed at Theater Works Hartford through July 28th. Showtimes are on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7:30 p.m., Fridays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. and 8 o'clock p.m., and Sundays at 2:30 p.m. They're located at 233 Pearl Street in Hartford. In West Hartford, The Prom will run at Playhouse on Park until August 18th. There will be two matinees on Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and evening performances at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and at 8 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. They're located at 244 Park Road in West Hartford. In Madison, the musical comedy The Fantastics will be performed at Madison Lyric Stage through July 28th. Shows will be held on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, starting at 7 o'clock p.m., and they're located at 581 Boston Post Road in Madison. Under Visual Arts, Amistad Retold in New Haven. The New Haven Museum will hold several events for visitors to learn more about Amistad case from Friday, July 19th through Saturday, July 20th. On Friday, visitors can see the Amistad Freedom Schooner ship model and picnic on the Long Wharf deck from 3 to 7 p.m., then watch a screening of Steven Spielberg's Amistad film at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, there will be musical performances from Michael Mills, Nia Arts, and Corin Walker. Tours of the museum's Amistad Retold exhibition from 10:30 a.m. until 5 o'clock p.m. and open house tours of Amistad Freedom Schooner from 12:30 p.m. to 5 o'clock p.m. They're located at 14 Whitney Avenue in New Haven. Also in New Haven, artists Roberta Friedman, Joyce Greenfield, Sheila Kazmarek, and Kathy Kane will share their paintings, clay sculptures, and collages in their Praxis exhibition at City Gallery through July 28th. The gallery is open Friday through Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. or by appointment. They are located at 994 State Street in New Haven. In Stratford, the Shelton Art League will hold a members' art exhibition displaying its members' artworks on various mediums at the Raymond E. Baldwin Center through September 26. They're located at 1000 West Broad Street in Stratford. In New Haven, Keller Liddell Gallery will host a group exhibit featuring 19 New England artists through July 28th. The gallery's hours are Thursday through Sunday from noon to 5 p.m., and they're located at 873 Wally Avenue in New Haven. In Fairfield, the Fairfield Public Library will feature the work of digital artists Noah Laurent, Peach Pear, Jean Moore, and Mark Hannon through July 27th. It's entitled Pixelated Perspectives, and that's at 1080 Old Post Road in Fairfield. In Westport, MOCA Connecticut will display Collectomania, The Outsized Influence of Swiss Posters, an exhibition highlighting over 130 world format posters from Connecticut-based graphic designer, photographer, and collector Tom Strong. Strong has spent 60 years amassing his archive of Swiss posters. The show will run through September 13th. They're located at 19 Newtown Turnpike in Westport. In West Hartford, Capital Classics Shakespeare Festival will feature two full-length outdoor productions of Hamlet and The Taming of the Shrew at University of St. Joseph until August 4th. They're located at 1678 Asylum Avenue in West Hartford. The Greater Hartford Festival of Jazz will be held in the Bushnell Park from Friday, July 19th, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. through Sunday, July 21st. The full festival schedule can be found on the festival's website, and they're located at 1 Jewel Street in Hartford. Jerkfest 2024 in Bridgeport, the West Indian American Association of Greater Bridgeport will host its 16th annual Caribbean Jerk Festival at Seaside Park Bandshell on Saturday, July 20th from noon to 8 p.m. They're located at 1 Barnum Dyke in Bridgeport. In New Britain, enjoy cocktails, food, and arts and crafts at the Caribbean Rum and Food Festival. The festival will be held at Beehive Stadium on Saturday, July 20th from noon to 9 p.m., and they're located at 230 John Carbonic Way in New Britain. Shoreline Summer Festival will be held at the Beer Racks on Saturday, July 20th in East Haven starting at 12:30 p.m. The festival will feature several musical artists, food, beer, and games. They're located at 250 Bradley Street in East Haven. The Latino Fest in Hartford. The 9th annual Latino Fest will be held at Duncan Park on Saturday, July 20th from noon to 7 p.m. The festival will feature live entertainment, food and drinks, giveaways, and interactive exhibits. They're located at 1214 Main Street in Hartford. Summer Country Concert Fest in Washington. The National Iron Bank and Washington Parks and Rec will present a Summer Country Concert Fest featuring live music, axe throwing, cornhole, and food from local vendors. The festival will start at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, July 20th, and they're located at 2 Bryan Hall Plaza in Washington Depot. And that's today's edition of Lives and Times. If you need more information on the obituaries I've read, please call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. I'm Maggie Lawler. So long until next time.